Avalon crouched behind a tree, barely 10 feet from the side of the trailing catapult. The monk's frustration mounted, for though two of the giants had run off toward the fighting up front, the third had remained defensively in place, with a host of Powry staying up on the catapult, some of them with crossbows. The monk understood the situation up front, understood that Elbrian could not buy him very much more time without endangering many lives.
Crispicuclantus, Clypeus!
Avalon called up his serpentine shield, and purely on instinct, he rushed out of the brush and dove to the ground, rolling right under the catapult. Then the giant was kneeling beside the catapult, its face down to the ground, its long arm reaching under for poor Avalon. Avalon had to roll away, but then stopped suddenly as a small crossbow bolt skipped off the ground right beside him. Avalon glanced back to see a pair of Powrys crawling under the war engine, coming for him with prodding spears. Avalon closed his eyes. He felt the tingling power of the ruby, as if it were begging for release. He imagined the sudden stabbing pain when the Powrys drew near. Avalon's eyes popped open, and he stared into the ugly face of the giant.
Oh, what? Apatis Draconis Incendium!
All of flame engulfed the catapult, incinerating the Powrys crawling in behind the monk and killing the giant in front of him. Avalon clutched the serpentine tightly as burning chips of wood sizzled down around him. The gem wouldn't protect him from smoke, he knew, and so he realized he had to get out from under the burning war engine. He started to work himself to one side, but then a wheel succumbed to the flames, and the gigantic catapult creaked and rocked to the side, pinning the monk. Avalon's blast did much to even the odds, leaving only two giants and a score of Powrys against Elbrian's 30. The ranger couldn't accept such an even fight, though, for if he lost a fifth of his force, it would be too many for the gains of this one encounter. He started to call for a retreat, holding Pony back as she galloped up beside him on her strong roan, but then Bradwarden came by. Elbrian recognized the noise as that of many delicate but deadly elvish bows. Several Powrys tumbled from the lead catapult. Bradwarden bore down on the closest giant, Chipmunk leading the way with a hurled dagger, and a second, third, and fourth in rapid succession. The giant clutched at its torn face with both hands. Bradwarden charged in. Elbrian couldn't halt the flow of his furious forces then. Certainly not wild-eyed Paulson, who dodged the thrust of a Powry spear, lifted the dwarf into the air, and tossed it a dozen feet to crack its head against a tree trunk. The remaining giant ran away into the woods. Those Powrys, out of the immediate rush, scattered, wanting no more of this wild band.
Take apart the second catapult! Feed its logs to Avalon's fire!
Where is Avalon?
In the forest with the elves, likely. Perhaps in pursuit of the giant.
Elbrian stared at the burning catapult, then sensed something amiss.
No!
He peered through the thick smoke. There were two bodies near him, and he was relieved to recognize them as Powrys.
But what were the Powrys doing under the catapult? Bring a beam! A lever, and quickly!
Avalon!
Several men in the Centaur had already begun taking apart the intact catapult. Bradwarden, working at the catapult's long arm and great counterweight, heard the ranger's desperate call. Chipmunk popped out the last fastening peg, and with the strength of a giant, the Centaur lifted free the huge beam.
Ropes to the other side!
Elbrian and several others began setting one end of the long pole under the highest side of the burning catapult.
It must be pulled right over, and swiftly!
They tugged. They lifted with all their strength.
Heave! Yeah!